Calling all the cannabishes, welcome to High Tea.
High Tea is a high vibe podcast for women who also smoke weed.
This is a thoughtful and blunt exploration of pot and its magic, the role it has in the lives and processes of cool and creative people everywhere, and an evolving cannabis culture that we're seeing happen before our very eyes. We're going to talk to some of the most interesting names in and out of the industry, sharing stories, trying shit first, and connecting women all around the world who use cannabis creatively. Get ready for it.
What are we getting ready for?
Get ready.
I don't know if I'm ready.
You are not ready for who's about to walk in the door, I don't think. Honestly, they're two characters.
Okay. For sure. Well, I've met the one.
Okay.
But I have not met the second person.
He's the best.
Okay.
Yeah, they are my favorite bud tenders from my dispensary, named to be perhaps revealed. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see what they're up for.
And they're going to give us a schooling on the flower. Mm-hmm. Something about a mango. We'll see. Yeah, this is not the grapefruit blowjob challenge. We will save that for another episode. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I do not.
You don't?
No. What is it?
This is the fuck. I wish I could remember this woman. I feel like her name is like Miss Peaches or Miss Goldie or something like that.
That's fun.
And she shows you how to give a blowjob with a grapefruit.
With a grapefruit?
Yes.
Like you have grapefruit in your mouth. Okay, while
so she shows you a prep video, and I honestly think you should do this as your experiment for the weekend. But her suggestion.
You're giving me homework.
Yeah, this is my homework for you.
Okay.
Smoke some guava.
Okay. You're leaving me some. Please,
we got some guava,
you.
By the way.
Please, and thank you,
universe. And, okay, so you buy a grapefruit,
okay,
and you tell your man to like put on a blindfold or whatever so he doesn't see what's happening, because he'll probably be like, get the grapefruit away from me.
Okay.
Depending.
He might be into it.
And I think you cut off the ends in the end, so it's like a flat, like, thing.
Yeah.
And then basically you give a blowjob, but with the grapefruit, like, on the thing.
Around penis.
As basically, yeah, exactly. Like, exactly.
Oh.
So. And apparently they go bonkers just because of the anatomy of a grapefruit.
Huh. I can't.
And like, I would be refreshing.
I'm intrigued.
I'm into it.
Can't say I'm going to try it this weekend though.
Sticky icky.
Yeah, like that would be messy.
Yeah, you might want to put a towel down.
Yeah.
And, like, he's got to just go with it. He can't freak out.
Have you seen Call Me By Your Name?
No.
Oh,
I don't watch movies.
Such a beautiful movie.
All I heard about that movie is that people cry. And I'm like, I ain't about,
but
like,
in, like,
actively
the most beautiful
trying to cry.
Way. It's like,
I'm not ready.
I got home from the theater and I had a copy of the book and I started reading the book that night. It's such
I'll read the
a
book
beautiful
first.
Story.
I'll read
I
the
have
book
it.
First.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I'll give you some guava if you give me the book.
Okay. Tradesies. But in the movie,
intellectual
one of the characters experiments with some food.
Experiment? Well, did you hear about, maybe I can't say it.
What?
The cucumber blind item?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know who that is, right? Yeah.
So we're talking some gossipy Hollywood shit.
You know what? No, we're not.
We're not.
Because I'm
we're
following Jessica Lanyadu, which is another, she's one of my favorite astrologers right now. And she is another podcast purse. And okay. She talks to a self-service podcast. And she is doing a gossip cleanse right now doesn't gossip about anything at all. And she shuts that shit down. So I'm shutting it down.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Google it.
Yep. No more goss.
Anyway, so I have not been smoking as many joints lately.
That's good.
Because I've been using CBD oil and it really like solves a lot of my ish.
Good. Where are these guys?
Yeah, well, whatever.
I mean,
who are we dealing with
true.
Right now? Are you
it's
serious?
True.
Are you fucking Virgo?
No.
Are you a Virgo rising?
Okay, but why don't you like Geminis?
Are you a Virgo rising?
I don't know. I need someone to do my
chart
properly.
Do you actually not know your rising sign?
No idea.
How have I known you this long and we haven't done this?
I don't know.
Do it right now.
How do I do it?
What
do I do?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Do you know your exact time of birth?
Yeah.
Okay, people.
It was like 4:15. I really wish I could say it was 4:20.
Hashtag Astro Newts. This is an important thing. Apparently your rising sign is as important as your sun sign.
Okay.
It's also known as your ascendant. I don't technically understand what it means, but it's like something about where two things were in conjunction of to each other.
Okay.
And it changes every like 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh.
So you literally need to know your exact time of birth. Ask your mama or check your like birth announcement and the city you were born in, because longitude and latitude matter, and it comes down to math.
Okay.
So it's the minute mine came back, I was like, fucking knew it.
What is your rising sign?
Knew it. It's like the minute I saw my aura. I dreamt before that my aura was like blood red, and then I saw my aura and it was like blood red,
yeah,
and pink.
Okay, so my mom wrote me back and she's like, it was a while ago. I don't remember. You could say between 3:30 and 4. Ha ha ha. Thanks, mom.
I can't even see the fan.
I think he's cleaning that, but you heat this part up.
So
like it glows with red.
Oh, I see it.
Wow.
See the sunshine in my life.
Yeah. So basically, I'll hit one so you guys can kind of see the process. It's not very like complicated, but it definitely is a little more. Because you have to understand, this is like a lot purer than just weed smoke. So like considering the amount of vapor that will come out, and consider like what a pull on a joint is, and then understand that this is like 3 times the amount of THC in it.
So right? You, gentle baby.
Yeah, like you don't have to take big, like I call them boogers. Like a big dab is a booger to me. You know what I'm saying? You don't always have to take a booger.
Like, looks like, or like a snake.
Take it a
looks,
booger?
Yeah, because look at it. It looks like a big booger, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right?
But would you take that whole dab?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't for all intents and purposes, but I would.
Okay.
For all intents and
purposes. Big booger.
At this point, we decide to take a step back, realizing after Michelle's husband has walked in on us that we've perhaps gone off the deep end for a Friday morning. Let's start from the top. What is it that we smoke? What makes us high? What makes it taste good? Something about a mango? Okay, so let's just pretend no one knows fucking anything.
Yeah.
Did we just put like bud? Like, did we put bud in the thing? No. Did we put hash in the thing?
No.
Yeah, we put the next iteration of hash. Is that, do I have that right?
So the lineage of cleanliness goes from like nug, like bud of marijuana, to 98%, 99% crystalline THCA, which is like just crystal.
Okay.
If you lit, like I said,
is that what we just had?
No, we just had shatter. So shatter is probably like 3/4 of the way there.
To cleanliness. To purity.
Yeah, like I would say like a 75.
I dig like from a like pure 60 experience. To 70. Okay.
Yeah, the crystalline and the caviars, the live resins, the rosins are always like, there's such a different experience, a different even profile of taste and everything. And the cleanliness of smoke, this is way harsher too.
Okay. And so what we use in the dab was actually shatter.
Shatter, yeah.
And which is like a hardened form of oil. Like it's honey. The same thing you it looks use like dry in honey. A vape pen, right?
If we're crash coursing, basically what's in
101.
Yeah, if we're kind of crash coursing, basically it is just like a hardened version of a THC oil.
Okay.
Like what's in your Allaire pen?
Basically like what's in the Allaire pen, what would be in a capsule, what would be in a syringe. The difference is like those things are RSO or CO2 extracted, and the shatter is BHO or right. PHO extracted, which is why it's like hard.
Harsh.
And why it's hard butane and why it's petroleum. Harsh. Yeah, so that's kind of what gives it more of its like firming. Like
that's why you cough.
Basically, that's why you... So that's why I'm saying it's cleaner because it's not flour.
I didn't cough, though. What did you say that you're supposed to cough so you get...
I would cough after you blow out all the smoke. I know it kind of sounds almost impossible sometimes, but if you, like, instead of giving up at that moment, giving up at the moment where you're like, oh, shit, I'm about to cough, and you cough, if you just kind of... And gather yourself for a second and then allow for an exhale and then you cough after, you're just not gonna get to that like green out kind of high. It's just
so
like
the green out comes from when you smoke when you're exhaling, or sorry, when you cough when you're exhaling.
The green out comes from being too high,
so right?
The green out comes from being too like the too,
yeah,
your body, your THC receptors are overstimulated.
Okay. What is a green out though?
That's like, when you get it's not like an OD, but it's when you've had too much.
Technically, it is like the and I don't even want to use the word overdose because that is a lot.
I would say it's like the max point.
Exactly.
Okay. The amount of THC your body can handle.
Exactly. Okay. Don't want no that, more.
It's just like your body will say no more and it'll just like shut down.
Like when I come in, I'm like, literally, I'm like, what are you smoking? What's going to do X, Y, and Z for me? Right. Mm-hmm. Like, do most people ask you enough questions about what they're smoking?
No, I feel like, and that's the most annoying part for me. And I don't know if I can speak for Ali, but I even feel like kind of Ali too, is that people come in and you have like a couple categories. I feel like I can category off some people, not to put people in a box or force people to be in any sort of stigma.
We never limit people.
Never placing any limitations on somebody, just to clarify. But I feel like there are like, genres of people that come in, you know, different
psychographics.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Different collectives or collections, if that's a word.
Right.
It
isn't, but I like
hey,
it.
But we get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I definitely
support one too.
Yeah. So I definitely feel like there's the pot superstars. You know, the guys who have like, I've been around cannabis my whole life.
Yeah.
I've been around cannabis for 10 years. I've been smoking cannabis before you were born. I know how to do this and I know this about this and I have friends that do that.
Yeah.
Those guys usually come in and like want to tell us that our weed's too expensive and like it's not good enough.
I was gonna ask you. And then they look for hash.
And then they look for hash.
And then they look for hash, or they buy a gram and leave. And like it's a gram and leave. Yeah, it's kind of like the guy that drives the pickup truck. You know what I'm saying? We all know why he drives the pickup truck.
What is hash?
Hash
is it a like is it marijuana?
Yeah. So hash is like if we're going nug to crystalline THCA. Your hash is like you're like 35% point. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you're
I liked your diagrammatical thing of a tree.
Yeah, because it's kind of sporing off, but it's a little more linear, and then the branches, I guess, are kind of because you have like types of hash.
Right.
Right. You have types of concentrate, aka shattered butter.
You kind of compared it to milk earlier or cheese, right?
Yeah, like, cheese, exactly.
It starts from the cow and then it spreads out and
absolutely.
It can be a bunch of different things.
It could be ghee, it could be butter, it could be cheese, it could be yogurt, but then it's like
everyone's
types.
Like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
You know what I mean? But then it's like,
I thought we were going to learn.
I thought this was about pot and she was like not eating dairy.
But that's the crazy thing. And so this kind of goes full circle again because it brings me back to like another category of person. The people who are again, they're the 9-to-5ers. They're in the loop. They want to experiment. They want to open their minds, but then they come to the store and they tell me, I only like this. I only like that.
In terms of strain.
Yeah. And try to be like, well, I already know what indica and sativa. Like they're educated on like, I smoked pot in high school, but I haven't smoked pot since I got a real job type of, you know, thing.
Yeah.
And they don't, it's almost like they don't want to learn until like, they're wrong about something they say, and then they realize that I might actually know something about what I'm talking about, and then they listen, because if they listen, like this kind of stuff is super important because
it
allows you to know what type of THC you're putting in, how you're putting it in, how much you're putting in, what these different things that you put in affect you, because the hash and the shatter affect you two different ways.
Yeah.
It's a similar experience, just like it is with the Allaire, but it is still different.
But it's not even the consumption format necessarily. Like, is it hash or is it shatter or is it this? But like the type of flower and literally, like I
down
know personally, I need a sativa. But if the sativa is 90% sativa, she's no good for that. Like if it's 95%, stay the fuck away. Do you know? Because I'll start to get weird. So like and what we found that after episode one, so many of the questions we were getting back from people were like, how do you like figure out what strain is good for you? And even today, like we put it out there, like, what do you want to ask my favorite bud tenders? And everyone's saying like, give me that creative strain that doesn't give me the anxiety or that doesn't make me weird.
Like, questions.
Sorry?
A lot of people just have to ask questions like a lot more. Mm-hmm. I feel like whenever people come in, they're like scared to ask us questions because we like will judge them because we like all smoke a lot of weed. But
why?
I don't know. That's like, I feel like that's a stigma. It's like a
so
lot
there's
of like
still stigma.
There have been a lot.
Even
of,
though
like,
I'm walking into the dispensary and talking to the dude who's gonna like hook me up.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people still have that like oh no, what are they going to think if I waste too much of their time? A lot of people get self-conscious. So it's like the right. only way to know exactly, or the only way to get exactly what you want is to ask those questions.
To have the conversation yeah. and ignore yeah. the lineup behind you. Ignore, I mean, I heard a girl come in the other day to your store and be like, I need a vaginal suppository. My period is coming. And the guy who was amazing, he was so chill and so cool with her. And he was like, oh, we only have rectal. And she's like, well, can I put that up my pussy? And then he's like explaining to her like the difference between super chill.
It's just knowledge, man.
No weirdness. Yeah. Like, didn't make her feel weird. And the whole store got an education. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, what's a vaginal suppository? And she's like, oh my God, I get the worst cramps. Like, yeah. So this mm-hmm. is what I do. And I'm like, I'll try that.
Yeah. It's, again, like,
it's education.
It's yeah. education. And that's, I feel like the big point I'm trying to make is that the people who want to experiment, it's great to experiment and it's great to know, but know more, because you knowing more is only going to give you like more range with the medicine. Because even though this is experimental, I feel like because it's experimental, because it's like, you know, pot and weed and that old stigma, the people who come in that are dabbling because they used to in high school still are kind of attaching like the non-severity of it. So they don't like remember what they smoked. They don't care what it was. It's a sativa, I'm smoking it. It's an indica, it's the heaviest, I'm smoking it. Instead mm-hmm. of actually understand, and that's why they're always like, those are the same people asking the questions, what's the best strain for me? Mm-hmm. Well, if you came in instead of saying, well, I only want a sativa, and you let me kind of give you a breakdown, and I could explain to you that even though, you know, like for instance, we have right now, and it's cool that we have it, White Rhino and White Castle, right? Which are both White Widow derived phenotypes, strains, yeah. but at the same time, they are, one's a sativa, or one's a hybrid and the other one's an indica hybrid, meaning one's like 50-50 and one's 65-35? Is that?
I think it's like 70-30.
I think it's
65. Yeah, it's this quote, sativa to change the things I can, indica to accept the things I can't, and hybrids to know the difference.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's so much more complicated than that now with weed, because of how like scientific weed's gotten. It's not as easy as like walking into your drug dealer's house and just being like, hey man, I want some pot, you know, and he just gives you some pot.
Which is honestly how we were buying ganja not so long ago. Yeah. Right.
I remember in high school, people would just be like, I'm like, yo, what'd you pick up? He's like, I don't know, bro, but like homie said it was purple kush. And I'm like, I heard purple kush like every week.
Right.
But it was like different weed.
Everyone just put kush on the back or whatever.
Exactly. So I feel like that mentality is carrying over to some consumers, where the people who were buying weed in that era, who were like conscious people in mm-hmm. that era, are now taking that like mentality of, oh, it's just weed, mm-hmm. and wondering why the weed's $16 when like they don't know that it's because it might be, again, like I was explaining about the guava, that very cess looking long, that long leafy,
that's
cloudy
strain,
right? Yeah, it's super
sativa,
super tasty
looking. Oh
yeah.
My god, it's a beautiful flower.
That's what I'm saying. It's very sativa this. Looking very cloudy. There's a lot of whiskers on it, you know what I'm saying?
Whiskers,
you're yeah, like those little orange thin
hairs,
hairs on it. Whiskers,
I like whiskers.
Yeah, just whiskers, you know, that's kind of what they remind me of. But so that's why you're paying the $16 for it, but you can also pay $10 for some Sweet Island that we had last week. That was like,
about that.
That was horribly cut, horribly trimmed, horrible like harvest of it.
It just didn't look nice.
Didn't look nice at all. But it smoked like a rock star Romulan pink kush. It smoked heavy. Yeah, it was dense. It was crumbly. It was, you know what I'm saying?
But one time I bought a $5 ganache from you. How was that $5?
Well, and so it was. That's because it was outdoor grown, but but that doesn't mean that it's not going to give you a profile. It's not going to give you a taste. It's not going to get you high. It just means that maybe it will be a little more mellow of a high because it's grown naturally rather than like protein fed and like hydroponically or aquaponically, as I've heard recently.
So, how do people keep track of like the? What strain is doing what for them? Like, we dropped the idea of like a weed journal and like the gold leaf and all that kind of thing. But like, is anybody going to do that? Like, oh, I just smoked. Let me get out my
weed
journal.
I mean, I don't. Okay. I don't know if I'm an exception or people are like, you know, because I even see like in my field of work making music, other rappers being like, oh, yo, I love that cookie and gelato, bro. Can you give me some of that cookie and gelato?
That literally could be like the intro to a bro, song.
And I'm like, cookie and gelato. Yeah. I mean, there's 50 songs right now that have cookie and gelato in it.
Smoking on gelato.
You know? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like everyone's obsessed with Girl Scout cookie and gelato, but it's like the only good Girl Scout cookie is Burner's Girl Scout cookie or the original Girl Scout cookie phenotype, because the guy that made the strain didn't want everybody else to get it, so he burnt all the plants and only gave so many people certain seeds to grow it.
Oh, wow.
So crazy. You only can get real Girl Monsanto. Scout certain ways, right? So it's like it's like weed is so much bigger than just like, you know, going to a crib and picking it up. And I feel like everyone still thinks with that closed-mindedness, and so that's why I feel like people won't, they're not going to remember their strains if they just don't care enough. Like I don't really care too much, but like I smoke so much weed all day, and I don't think about like what strains I smoke, but when I see something that I can connect the similarity to, I just feel like, oh, I know why I might like this.
Yeah.
I can't like make that happen for people, but I can just give them more knowledge and hope that that eventually will click, because that's kind of what knowledge does, right? It might click something that was right there, but you just didn't have enough knowledge yet to like click the 2 points. So.
Well, and I think like a lot of people don't know, and I didn't even know this until last year, but like the differences between THC and CBD and how CBD can actually affect you. It doesn't give you the psychoactive high. Yeah. And it can counteract the effects of THC, which I didn't know until
so
I was
that's
at
one
a
of our questions.
Is it?
What do I do if I love sativa and I love the energetic sativa, but I have anxiety?
Okay.
And it's like when you ate the fucking chocolate bar
on Friday.
It
was a disaster.
And she's like, I'm freaking out. And I'm like, I was totally tripping out. CBD.
There are a couple different things you can do. I mean, you can always like salad your weed. So you can get a sativa and then mix it with a little bit of CBD and that will prevent you from getting a lot of that anxiety.
So if you're
rolling a joint, you put a little bit of the CBD in with your sativa, or you could also look at hybrids and moving into like the indica profile.
So just to be clear though, like there are some strains of flower that have a high level of CBD that can help And then there's also CBD oil.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Correct. So there's critical mass, which is almost a 1-to-1 CBD to THC.
Okay.
There's a Charlotte's Web, which is an 11-to-1 CBD to THC.
Okay.
Tsunami 11.
And Charlotte's Web was actually the one that was used for that girl who had epilepsy.
Correct.
Precisely. It was named after her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where, the main strain came from.
Okay.
I feel like that was like people's first like acceptance of like anything marijuana. I feel
like being relevant towards
in a health category
of course.
Sure.
Yeah. 2000 to 2010, a bunch of little kids got cancer and a bunch of parents wanted something better than just drugs.
Yeah.
And they just decided to look at something that was more health conscious, and they came up with weed. And
amazing.
That's when everybody had to just be like, well, fuck, if kids with cancer can take it and be okay human beings, then like maybe it's not that bad. And then that's how it kind of all sprawled out.
Right.
You know, it kind of happened.
It's stopping epileptic seizures.
Absolutely.
On contact.
Dude.
There might be something
to so many people suffer from that. And so many people like can't do so many things in life. They can't have jobs. They can't drive. They can't have relationships because they have seizures, and it scares people.
You can look up on YouTube right now, multiple documentaries about people using CBD to cure seizures, MS.
Yeah. There was
anything
a big
like
Vice
that.
One too, exactly. Wasn't there? Yeah.
It's very, very widely used, very useful.
Anything that comes from the ground is good for you.
Yeah.
I
know
agree.
What I mean?
Yeah, if it grows.
If it grows from the ground, it's good for you. The reason that they don't
eat plants, smoke flowers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The reason that they don't want you to have, they didn't want people to have access to the marijuana was because of how resourceful it is. Nobody ever wants like that good of a resource available to like the general populace, you know?
Right. And by that you mean you can make clothes from it. You can make this from it.
That's what Jody was talking about.
Exactly. You can teeter the line of, hey, hemp, this and your lotion and your clothes. It's strong, but don't
it
ever
does
smoke
too
it.
Much.
And don't ever take it. And don't ever.
Can you clarify what is hemp? So hemp is the flower that doesn't have THC, CBD?
So hemp, from what I understand, hemp can be more than one thing. Hemp can be used from the fiber, like from what I can gather, the fiber of the plant.
Like the stem fibers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the stem fibers, or it can be taken from a plant that has no like father, that is not fathered anything, I guess mothered anything, like a male
it needs
plant.
It needs to be the female plant to have THC, right?
THC, correct, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, like, so if it's a male plant, pretty much that whole plant can be used for other things, right? And then the female plants are the ones that are harvested. interested, and then or you could use stock from either of them for him.
For him. Okay, cool. Yeah.
And then so like, and I'm not an expert, but like these are from just like
you a kind of art.
But yeah. It's just kind of what I've gathered, you know yeah. what I mean?
No, like you know your shit.
Assumption made on knowledge. That's why I feel like people kind of opening the repertoire up into, you know, what does CBD do, mm-hmm. being that it is, you know, an antidepressant, a neuroprotectant, it's like nature's Advil, cancer fighting. Basically. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, cancer fighting.
I had a migraine the other day. I came in for a squeakerson.
I know, I'm sorry. Stop. I was just making moving. Sure the battery's not dying.
Yeah, you know, like headaches, migraines, pain, lactic acid, you know, pretty
PTSD.
Much anxiety yeah. disorders, depression, because it attaches to the serotonin receptors. Okay, so here's, when you were saying CBD doesn't get you high, I'm going to say something that's so controversial.
Uh-oh. It does a little bit, eh?
So controversial.
It does.
It actually gets you high.
Whoa.
Drop the
Drop
mic.
The mic.
Drop the mic.
Okay, but what do you mean?
So, like running and running highs.
Yeah.
All a high is dopamine it's and serotonin levels. Feeling. It's the euphoric yeah. feeling via dopamine and serotonin levels in your system.
Okay.
Technically, because CBD attaches to your serotonin receptors, that's mm-hmm. why it is a quote unquote mood booster. But guess what? Mood booster is way more PC than it gets you. It doesn't get you stoned. It doesn't get you baked.
It gets you high.
But it gets you high.
I see.
Like a running high. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hear that.
It gets you a high. That's why when people kind of feel like, oh, well, I felt out of my mind on CBD, they're just like, those are probably people who can't drink coffee. You know what I mean? Or can't handle too much sugar.
So are there some people who actually can't handle CBD?
Yeah, because they like, I feel like I've kind of noticed the people that it is, but it's some people that are very like sensitive. High energy, very like almost jittery, jumpy, very like, I'm not going to say ADD because that's pretty offensive, but you know what I'm saying? Very.
And what? How do they say it affects them it just doesn't?
I just
them?
Feel like it adds to them. It's kind of like, when I.
It gives them like a jolt. A little yeah. close to taking
so
them down
a bit. Imagine if you're already like, if we're all 100 and they're at 120 and right. you give them something that gives them an extra 20, they're at 140. That's pretty high, right? Yeah. Where us, we just bump up to 120 right. and it kind of gives us that extra little because we need it, right? You know, because 100 doesn't always work. I feel like some people, that's why, again, they don't work with sativas because they're just a little too, and even myself for a while felt that sativas gave me energy until I recognized that little boost, that little feeling in my chest, even right now, mm-hmm. that is making me almost like jittery and like
anxious.
But it's not anxious. It's just like, it's like that like energy.
Turned on.
Yeah. Turned on. Like I can, it's like a coffee buzz.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Like it's
coffee doesn't affect me.
Well, but you seem very chill.
Me neither.
Chill,
I can't
though.
Drink it. Thank
never
you.
But I feel like
I
that's
don't
why
think my ex-boyfriend would say that.
I mean, like, but demeanor can say a lot. That's why, like, I don't really like coffee. I don't like coffee because I'm very relaxed, but I'm also like this. So coffee just makes this worse and doesn't really allow me to relax. And I like that.
Okay.
You know, so I feel like some people can't handle their sativas for that same purpose.
Okay. So you have a poster on your wall. It not here.
Looking up the wall. I was like, wah, rah.
That's a beach. I don't know.
Let's just stare at that.
It's
but that breaks down some kind of word science. It's the chemistry of the flower.
Yes,
I think
like
is that
the CBD, CBC.
It's like tryptophan, but that's what's in turkeys.
The turkeys.
That's what's in
the
terpenes. So I didn't know what terpenes were until last year either.
And that,
and like sugar. I've seen something that says sugar, spice, and tetrahydrocannabinoline oil, and all that kind of thing. So that's a level of the science that kind of goes further than
sativa.
But I think it's important to understand.
Yeah, the funny thing is it's less scientific.
It's not complicated.
No, I mean terpenes are like a regular human thing outside of marijuana.
Okay.
You know, terpenes are like,
it's a word for the flavor profile,
profile.
Right? So
for
scent,
the flavor
taste.
Profile, yeah, scent, yeah. taste, exactly. So like limonene is in lemons, is in grapefruits, is in limes.
Yeah.
Myrcene is in mangoes.
So those properties are also in the flower.
Yeah, caryophyllene's in cloves. And that's why you get like my personal favorite strains are high in caryophyllene. They're like peppery, they're gassy.
So people will gravitate towards different strains.
Exactly.
So that's why
like
what they like.
Yeah.
flies and okay.
For instance, your guava is probably a myrcene high, at least from what I can, what I would feel like it would mm-hmm. be. The guava would be like a myrcene high terpene profile. That's what you get in mangoes.
So in mangoes, okay.
Myrcene allows for THC to pass through the blood-brain barrier faster.
So if you eat mangoes like a half an hour before you were to smoke the guava, you will get more.
Okay, I was curious higher. About this.
We've talked yeah. about mangoes.
Well, I've also been eating multiple mangoes lately.
Dried mangoes,
like
mango juice.
So you got to eat it 30 minutes before?
Pretty much.
And so it just, what does it do? It helps makes your body assimilate
just helps
to the
faster
flavor?
The blood barrier faster.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wish I knew more science about it.
I know. But I feel like, yeah. Even, you need to know biology.
Yeah, like, I need. I feel, like yes, I, see, biochem, I feel like I feel like now I need to know more because I wish I could answer the question.
I know. It's okay, though.
No, but that's super interesting because that's what I did have a question about a mango.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's like.
I actually wanted to buy you guys a mango.
We were going to buy you guys mangoes.
It would be really nice.
Our morning.
Yeah, I would eat a bag.
If you ever want to give me a present. Some dried mango.
Yeah,
I think edible arrangements a present on a good day. Yeah,
that's good.
Just a
an edible
flower.
Arrangement. Yeah. We'll keep that in mind.
I know edible where you were. Okay. I know where you were.
We're gonna show up at the dispensary tomorrow
at the shop
with an edible arrangement. This
full
is for
of mangoes.
dipped in chocolate.
Crazy. Ooh, but yeah, so I can kind of break it down like this.
That's the Scorpio in you.
Yeah.
So Blue Dream is super silver haze and blueberry.
Why does it taste funny? Because of the blueberry?
It tastes funny because of the limonene from the Super Silver Haze the Super Silver Haze is very lemony.
Yeah. Super Silver Haze is
so yeah, so oof. That's where you kind of get that pissy the pissy smell, the sour diesel-y smell.
Oh, that does not sound nice.
Yeah, that is what you're going to get from like the limonene when you get some lemon in there too, some zest. You get like some zest with that little bit of like
pissy. Would it work for lemons the same way as it does for mangoes? So like if you have lemon and water before you smoke something that has
so
added,
unfortunately
lemon.
No. Because
so what
that,
is special
is a very,
about the mango? Sorry.
It's really just the myrcene. Okay. It is actually myrcene. Like it is not necessarily the mangoes, but actually anything that has myrcene in it.
Oh.
Yeah, it is primarily the myrcene. Yeah. Okay. I don't know
if it's applicable to like other.
Okay.
Interesting.
Just mango.
But all of those do actually have like other every single terpene has a specific medicinal property and character outside of something like CBD. So people also only assume that they can get medicinal properties from things like CBD, but CBD mm-hmm. actually is so tetrahydrocannabidol is the
THC,
but yeah. cannabidol
yeah,
is CBD. So it is a part of the THC still, right? So you are getting things, and that's why there's that big pie chart that shouldn't be.
We're kind of hitting on them, but yeah. Everyone's
hold on.
Sort
I want to.
Of...
I want to touch on one that I just saw. Is that what's a blunt at the? I think that's my. I think that's
a question for
expertise.
You.
I think that's Will and I's favorite question.
Yeah. What is a blunt?
I added that last. What exactly is
get
a blunt?
Em.
Because
I mean,
I've smoked a fucking blunt with
get
you.
Em.
Well,
yeah.
We just did.
A blunt is derived from the leaf of a cigar, cigarillo.
Oh, it's a cigar. Mm-hmm.
So it's a tobacco leaf.
Cigarro.
Yeah, so you unravel your cigar, your tobacco
leaf. You wish
leaf.
You dabbed.
I don't wish I dabbed. I'm good.
Can I even name drop the pack of the back?
Yeah, only if they send us free ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Backwoods if you could hook us up.
Yo, shout out Backwoods, but shout out 91 Supreme. They got the best live rosin, caviar.
And we smoke that too.
Oh. Okay.
You know what? Just kind of quickly circling back to that and then I'll let you have your platform.
Hey, do you?
Is all of the stuff you just talked to me about, we actually tasted the ganj.
Exactly.
We
so
tasted the,
purity, the yeah.
flavor the way you would, like a wine snob would taste a
exactly.
wine.
Exactly. So you see how I mean that there's like that strawberry in there or that
yeah.
that smell of the
that
blueberry.
I could smell the blueberry.
I think I even
yeah.
said like some people will come in just for like.
Just based
to,
on
to taste
scent.
It, to taste
yeah.
that blueberry
yeah.
cough, to taste that strawberry.
Yeah. yeah.
To do all of that.
And, which you absolutely do not experience if you're rolling up flour
sometimes,
in a joint. I mean, you can,
but not usually.
Yeah.
Like I've had a strawberry
You're losing
cough.
The subtleties.
Yeah. I've had a strawberry Jerry that smelled like fucking a strawberry jam jar, a mason jar, and it just like fresh homemade strawberry jam. It smelled like that in a blunt.
Like 7:30 yeah, in the
crazy.
Morning.
Like literal yeah. strawberry jam. But I've never smelled or tasted another strain like that again. But okay. you still do get some of them. Like again, you get the earthy, you get the piney, you
yeah.
get the spicy, the peppery, the cario
there
filling,
are
the
ones
diesel.
Called like cheese. Are those cheesy?
UK cheese
UK
is
cheese,
favorite.
Yeah.
Bar none.
It's
yeah.
cheesy.
So good. It's cheesy. It's like
Yeah, smart UK food. Blue cheese. Smart it smells food. Like smart, smart food.
Oh my God.
Like
weird.
Dirty food.
I don't know if I'm down with that.
Okay, so what the fuck's a blunt? Tobacco?
Yeah, so fucking love it's like it's, so it's good. Tobacco.
So it's
yeah.
tobacco, you got a little head tobacco out. Yeah, you take the tobacco out and then you, the out, and then
you throw if you're Jennifer your Newton, you potentially barf on Yonge Street.
Yeah, so, just potentially. So, potentially. And I'll kind of break it down further too. So basically, the tobacco leaf is like fronto, or when it's dried, called graba, which is like a Jamaican patois term for it.
So we reached out to our high tea hoes and asked them what kind of questions they had for My Favorite Bud Tenders, who were open and willing to answer anything, almost anything. And it's funny because a lot of the shit we got back was all along a similar vein.
Yeah.
How do I get back into it low and slow with CBD? Tell me more about CBD. And how do I have a balanced high, one that makes me feel creative? And happy and up, but not anxious.
Not foggy. And yeah.
You know, just give the sisters what we want. I personally would like to know what the best strains are for energetic, but not overly psychotic highs. When I used to smoke weed, I used to get super dumb and full of anxiety. I am so keen. She's,
probably
she's
so
a mom.
Mad you're reading this word for word.
Yeah.
She's a mom. What?
She's probably so mad you're reading this word for word. Put her on blast.
Put her on blast one time.
And totally like dumb.
But super dumb. And like I remember, she would she'd be hard to hold a conversation with.
Is it kind of like the squirrel? Like
sorry,
mentality?
Girl.
Kind
get
like
him.
I think she'd get in her own head too much.
Yeah.
You know? So she's so keen to introduce weed back into her life, but in a smart way. She wants to go low and slow. What's the 101 on an approach like that? Like, she listened to episode 1 and told me she had 2 toots and is really curious about just straight CBD. But yeah. Like, how does someone like that? Because I think that's what like is stopping a lot of people from experiencing the benefits. It's like they used to do it, they got weird.
Yeah. So I feel like people so used to get weird because the quality of weed was low.
Okay.
And I feel like now for people to either experience the highest quality.
Yeah, dude. Sorry, that was my fault, girl. I was like,
"Yeah, you're giving
her
shit
then.
Weed. What are you doing?
Yeah,
it's like gasoline."
Yeah. So it's either that what they're not getting like the highest quality. And when I mean the highest quality, I mean something like a concentrate, like a hash or a shatter, something that like is less imperfect, so that it is cleaner. Like you said, enjoying your dab, like your shatter hit today, that it was a lot cleaner, energizing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the experience, the purity, than sometimes when you smoke it in a pipe or smoke it in a bong, just because you're adding so much other, you're adding so many other things to that. Like you're carboxylating something, and then you are also from carboxylating getting all these carcinogens in it, right?
What is carboxylating?
To heat up.
So okay.
You're cooking it.
Well, but and that's why basically burning something to such a high temperature that you are getting like a residual smoke from it, right? Like so you can like achieve the same thing with other things, but carboxylating stuff is usually not like the cleanest way to burn anything. It just comes with so many other things.
Okay, so that's her other question is, what's the cleanest way to smoke?
Yeah, so I can answer her question now in both answers. The cleanest thing for her to do and the thing that will achieve her the least amount of anxiety, in my personal opinion, would be either her choosing something like hash, or if she decides to want something even purer than that, a specific concentrate. You can get concentrates that have CBD in it, but something that would be like a CBD sativa concentrate, butter, shatter, and getting just some sort of small transportable vape pen. You can get one for $100 that has a shatter compartment. You just get your little shatter. You can order it off certain websites. You can go into certain dispensaries and get them. You know what I mean? and you can go that way. The only reason why that's hard for some people, and especially a lot of people, is because it's expensive. They've made the cleanest way and most effective way to get high and to lose out on all the anxiety, which I honestly believe comes from just like the dirtiness of smoking weed and bongs and pipes and joints.
And the stigma attached to that, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, I feel like it's like a psychosomatic thing, right? At the same time where people are like very interested in protecting a stigma too. And that's why they kind of shy away from going any further than just flower, because they think if you go any deeper in it, then you're just like a pothead and you're crazy.
Right.
But
right,
actually, right. It, like some of like the like wealthiest, I guess, if that's what we're looking at, Creed, some of the highest people in terms of Creed consume hash.
Yeah.
And I mean, hash is one of the most, like, the word assassin derives from hash. Like the word assassin used to be, I guess, hashashin. Okay. And it would be because, you know, certain people of royal power would have meetings with like other people of power and would kind of dope them by burning hash into the air and like convincing them to commit things against each other and other people to like gain power and control. And so being an assassin, that deception comes from the hash.
It sounded James Bond.
Right? Sean Connery. James Bond.
Sorry, I had to take it there.
But you know, so that's basically the stigma that we have is a North American stigma. Yeah. Because in other countries,
THC
and marijuana is very highly, very, very, very highly regarded. Drugs in other parts of the world are very highly regarded because drugs.
North American thing for sure.
Yeah, because the only place that really has drugs, like we have drugs, heroin, meth, crack, PCP, that people are actually doing it out of like substance issue, not poverty, is North America. Because you have people.
And it goes back to prohibition. The only reason any of these drugs were prohibited in the first place is for race issues, because the government wanted to suppress the Asian community in opium.
Yep.
And it all stemmed from there, and cannabis just got thrown
drugs in. Drugs exist out of control. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pharmaceutical drugs exist out of control. The drugs in your food and the meat that your cows eat is for control. You know what I mean? So
we're
it's
getting even a little political in here.
Deep.
No, but I believe it.
But the point really is that the stigma for getting into things like concentrates and hash is almost moronic, because it's counterproductive. Right. The cleaner the substance,
the deeper you get in, the cleaner it is.
Exactly. The deeper you get into it, the cleaner it is. And again, that's why they make it expensive, like you said, prohibition reasons.
Yeah.
You don't want a certain demographic of people having the resource that all the other people have. Then it is no longer an important resource to those people. When homie down the block,
when the masses can have it,
when the masses can have the hash, it's no longer cool. It's, you know what I'm saying? In North America, when all the poor people get the cool stuff, it's no longer cool for the rich people.
Yeah.
Where in other places, they want you to have the medicine. So that's why things like hash. And I was watching a documentary that they literally grow hash. I think it was in South America somewhere. Like, it's fucking nothing. No, all nothing. They do is grow hash.
Yeah. My husband was in Nepal 10 days before I gave birth, by the way. He came back from Nepal. He spent 3 weeks in Nepal. While I was 8.5 months pregnant. And
I sense saltiness.
Yeah. No, what are you talking about?
Whoa.
Anyway, definitely a Gemini. Long story longer. There was just
definitely a Gemini.
Hey, there was just marijuana growing everywhere in Nepal.
Everywhere.
It grows everywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's a weed. Spend the money on the concentrates. Don't, and understand why things are expensive, right? Like, don't fit into the stigma of, well, I used to buy weed for $10.
Because you get what you pay for.
There's a reason that they just released like a $3 billion SUV. It's not because nobody said, well, I could buy an SUV for $50,000. Exactly. You're not buying the $3 billion one. But understand what the $3 billion one comes with. Understand with what the concentrate and the hash and all these things come with, because they're a lot cleaner.
They come with benefits.
They're a lot more effective. Yeah. They're a lot... Afghan black hash has CBD in it.
Okay.
And it is like a 30%, I think, is what hash usually gravitates around in terms of THC. And you get some CBD in there naturally. So it's like these things that are more money because, yeah, a gram of hash is $25. Most places, $20. And a gram of shadow is $50. Some places, if it's a live rosin, $75.
Okay.
That people are intimidated. But you can spend $75 on a quarter and it'll last you a day. I've had 3 grams of shadow.
For some people.
This is coming from a man who basically said that he could smoke as much, if not more, than most of the rappers in the game.
But that's what I mean.
I feel so white when I said that.
But it couldn't be whiter.
And
sure, people could make 7 grams stretch, but to the average person, like the average weed smoker, I wouldn't even say average person, to the average weed smoker, 7 grams is not lasting very long.
No.
To the average weed smoker. And that's what we're talking about. People who want to smoke weed, you want to smoke cannabis. Understand that in the culture, 7 grams doesn't go very far. If you don't want to be a weed smoker, honestly, buying a $100 vape pen, investing once, getting a vape pen, and buying shatter that you can keep in the freezer,
right,
is way more cost effective at $155 than buying that 7 grams of weed, letting it dry out and lose all its terpenes in a jar for a month.
Interesting.
So even people who are thinking, well, I don't even smoke that much weed, I'm just going to buy a gram. Invest that $150, which sounds like a crazy amount, because that gram of shatter could be in a freezer for 2 months.
Okay.
In your fridge for 2 months. You could have it in there.
So, question.
Yeah.
How long can marijuana last in a freezer? Because we've had the same bit of marijuana since our wedding, which was a wedding present, and we've been married for almost four years.
It's gone. Just give it to me.
Give it to you.
So imagine how vegetables
is it still
do.
Gonna be...
Imagine how plants and vegetables do in the freezer, right? Yeah, like it's like we think it's something crazier than it isn't, but it's a plant. That's why when people are mad why we don't have certain strains, they don't understand that like indicas are faster and sativas. Indica's 6 to 8 months. And then a sativa is 12 to 14 months.
To grow.
Yeah, to grow.
There are some strains that'll go for like 12 weeks too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there'll be like high THC.
Exactly.
Strains,
so like 26%. It's a plant and it is not something that you can gauge, but you can attempt to control the way that a plant grows. But at the end of the day, that these things aren't like they can expire. Yeah. And so like weed sitting in a garage for a couple of years is not a good thing. Like,
it's just not going to smoke very
well. I mean, you're going to lose most of the profile of the terpenes. You're going to, and the effects, most of the THC, most of the crystal, you're going to maybe even find mold. Weed gets moldy.
Oh. It's, weed can get moldy.
If the weed
we're
is like damp
easily,
enough,
yeah. If
it's too, it can develop like white
it's,
mold. Yeah.
It's a plant. It
I'm
can develop
it.
Mold.
Don't tell my husband.
Well, if it's been in a freezer, the likelihood of it developing mold is low.
If you stop by, we'll get you some fresh.
I'm talking
weed.
About like a musky basement. Like I'm talking like a musky basement.
Okay, let's go smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Check us out on Insta at HiTeaHo. Like us and subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, and whatever Stitcher is. And holla at your girls by visiting hitea.life.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.